In studio this morning, Lorianne Dunn, who is directing and choreographing Springfield Little Theater's newest production, which opens next Friday at the Landers. That is the musical West Side Story, and playing Maria. And joining her this morning is Genevieve Foulkes.
Good morning.
Is it easier or more difficult to direct and choreograph both, to wear both hats when you're doing a big show like this?
You know, I find it easier because you have the through line, but that doesn't mean that you don't still surround yourself with a really great team.
Well, of course.
And I bring in Jessica Palmer has come in as an acting coach on the show, and I've also incorporated a couple of dance captains, Angie Black and Lysander Abadia. So although I'm responsible for staging the production, I do have people around me to help with the work and to help coach and guide.
Well, this is not only an iconic show, but it's a big show too. How many people do you have?
It is. Our cast has 56 people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely iconic.
Yes, extremely.
We've wanted to do West Side Story for quite a while at the theater.
Has it been done before at LT? I'm sure it has.
It's been a long time ago. I'm sure it has. Yeah. Yes, I'm sure it has.
It hasn't been done
in the time that I've been there, since 2003. This is the 60th anniversary of the opening of the show on Broadway.
Right.
And the centennial of the composer of Leonard Bernstein.
Right.
So it was the stars aligned for us to be able to
produce this season.
Year.
Yeah. It opens next Friday the 19th and runs through February 4th, of course, at the Landers Theater, 311 East Walnut. Genevieve, have you ever performed Maria before?
This is my first time playing the role of Maria, and I know it may sound a little cliche, but it really is a dream come true.
Anybody who's involved in musical theater has to feel that way,
yes,
I think.
Because this is such an iconic musical. Maria is such an iconic role. As a 13-year-old voice student many years ago, one of my first songs that I sang was Somewhere from West Side Story. And I grew up watching the movie with my friends. So to be able to sing this beautiful music, to be able to bring this character to life, she experiences the highest of highs and the lowest of lows all in 2.5 hours. It's really just a dream come true.
And she's a dream come true.
Just what you were looking for, right?
She's beautiful in every way.
Thank you.
Her voice is amazing. Definitely better than the movie, if I do say so. And it's just lovely. So, and how lucky are we that the right people, came out at the right time for us to be able to stage.
But who's your Tony?
Tony is Tanner Johnson, and Tanner.
I have to ask about Tanner because the two of them were just going on about him before we went on the air. So, specifically about how everybody reacted when he starts singing Maria.
Yeah, we were talking about how the girls are just,
You start to say he was a student.
His vocal instrument is insane. Yes, he's a Drury University student. He's a young man.
Is he a vocal music major?
He hasn't had stage experience.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is a vocal major. And just charming, all American. I mean, for real, he's a baseball player with this amazing gift. And when he sings, everybody just holds their breath.
What voice range, tenor or baritone?
Tenor. Yes, he is a tenor.
Okay.
His range is insane. He just has this beautiful, rich voice. He can sing the highs and the lows.
Do you feel a West Side Story requires truly legitimate trained voices? I think it does. I don't think there's any question.
I do, especially in the role of Tony and Maria. I really do, in those casting considerations, I felt like that needed to be a strong consideration. Oftentimes when you're casting musical theater, you choose. It depends on the demands of the show. Oftentimes you choose character over vocal perfection. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes it'll be a more demanding dance show and you have to, choose that over the other. But in this instance, in those two parts, you have to be in service to this incredible and difficult, demanding score.
Leonard Bernstein did not write easy music. There's no
No, that's
no way you can even begin to say that.
That has been a fun challenge to dissect that because, you know, the time signatures vary and it's not something, not all the pieces just sit well in you. It's not that they don't resolve. It's not happy. It's conflicting, you know, so that was fun. That was fun and meaty to get into when dissecting the score to stage the big choreographic sequences.
Yeah, especially in those, the time signatures are just insane.
Yes.
We can't wait to hear the orchestra. We don't get to add them until Monday night. So Susan has had a rehearsal with them, and then she'll meet them again this Sunday, and then they join us Monday, and we preview Thursday. So
yeah, how big a group do you have?
Good question. There's probably, I want to say 14, maybe 17 on the high end. And what
we've
chosen,
they'll make a good sound then.
They will. And Susan's excited. She says she has a really great caliber of musicians on the team. We've decided to put the orchestra on stage. That was something that Chuck and I talked about. Yeah.
But where on stage?
At the back.
Okay.
Yeah, at the very far upstage, but they'll have a presence. And we thought that would be suiting to the celebratory feel of this, you know, significant 2 anniversary years for the show, and I think it'll be pretty cool.
Well, it does. After the renovations in the Landers several years ago, the orchestra pit was reduced in size somewhat. And if you want to have a big group, it does make it a little more difficult.
Well, that was the other thing. This allows us to spread out.
Sure.
You know, we get another violin or two.
Sure.
And some of those beautiful sounds.
Right. Well, all right. And you know, the dramatic storyline, but the show is also all about beautiful sounds. But it's Romeo and Juliet updated to the late 1950s in New York. And
yeah, so instead of the Montagues and the Capulets, the two feuding families, you have the two warring youth street gangs, the Jets and the Sharks. And, you know, it was shocking to audiences in 1957. You know, it was really, you know, West Side Story is credited with changing musical theater. And, you know, one of those things where just simply the subject matter, you know, you can do a musical about anything, you know, things that aren't lovely.
But whoever did a musical about New York street gangs.
It hadn't happened yet.
You know, now,
you know, theater is raw and, you know, you see that a lot. But in that time, you know, to start a musical without an overture was shocking in silence, you know, with just the snaps and then, you know, an opening
but what a great opening number.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, an opening number that's just a dance sequence you know, no speaking or no singing, you know, and these boys flinging themselves through the air and, you know, death and murder and attempted rape. You know, it was heavy stuff and it's still heavy stuff. And, you know, a plea for tolerance.
Very much so. And how difficult is the role of Maria, not just vocally, but dramatically?
Well, I was telling Lorianne yesterday, I feel like this is the most difficult role I've had to play as an actress. Maria is interesting because she is very young. She's very innocent, in many ways, naive, very idealistic. And she really goes through such an arc throughout the show. You know, like I said earlier, she experiences
the highest highs,
the lowest lows.
Yeah.
I don't want to give away any spoilers, but in the second half of the show, it's very difficult. You really have to access this very raw, primal energy, accessing these emotions that aren't pretty, that are often very ugly, actually, and emotions that really you really just have to access some of the darkest parts of you as a person and then portray those on stage in front of everyone. You have to be very vulnerable. And finding that has been a challenge, but I feel like every rehearsal, I feel stronger and more in control of letting loose of that control, if that makes sense.
Yeah. To throw yourself into the situation and not feel inhibited.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
It's not.
It is a mental challenge,
yeah,
for
no
sure.
No kidding.
But that's why we love acting.
Physical challenge, too, I would
yes.
think. And a big physical challenge yeah. for all the dancers in yes. this show.
We have a fantastic ensemble. The guys, you know, they just jumped in there turbocharged just from the beginning. Just their level of willingness to try anything, whether it's scaling, you know, the large chain link fence or mm-hmm. they're flipping or, you know, approaching all of the stage combat. They've worked very, very hard. I mean, few of them have any kind of classical dance training whatsoever.
Now, do you use the Jerome Robbins choreography?
There's a mixture. There's some things that you just are just so right that why in the
why
world
would you, change
would you mess with it?
Right.
Like the cha-cha, that portion in the gym when Tony and Maria meet for the first time is direct from the original choreography. There are parts of the prologue direct from the original choreography. But then you marry that with your artistic sensibility and with the physicality of the individual unique performers that you have in front of you. Everybody brings something different to it. They have a great cast. Lysander Abadia is brand new. He's making his debut as well in West Side Story and comes with quite the pedigree, Carnegie Mellon trained actor. And, you know, he's a thrill as Bernardo. And one of our kids, one of our students is Riff, and he is a maturity and an intensity beyond his years. And, he's great. I mean, he holds his own and the boys are great. And then, you know, the women, they're doing a wonderful job as well, the ensemble ladies. So,
how are tickets sales going so far? I bet they're going well.
Tickets are selling well.
Yeah, I figured.
They are. They're selling very well. There still are plenty of great seats available.
Okay.
But do call now. I think, you know, once this one opens, they might really escalate. So.
Word of mouth gets around and about shows like this. Anything else people need to know?
Yeah, you just come prepared for the ride. Just come ready to experience it all.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate
Thank you
coming
so much
in
for
this morning.
Us.
All right, see you later.